Hey, how you doing? I'm Pete, and thank you so much for checking out this week's Snogcast. Coming up on this week's edition, I reveal one of my guilty pleasures. We also discuss pet hates, I've got a bone to pick with Kirsty, and we discuss what programs from the past should make a return in 2009. It's all here for you.
Snogcast 97.4 Cool FM.
We had Jordan Sparks on the show last year. Lovely, lovely girl. I was thinking about her last night, because last night the Super Bowl was on, and this time last year Jordan Sparks performed the national anthem at the Super Bowl final. Jennifer Hudson sang last night. Mm-hmm. And also, someone else did, but I can't remember. I just switched on and heard all the commentary. I just took forever and a day for that whole thing to kick off. They make this whole big thing out of the coin toss as well. Honestly, there's like 10 people all around the coin toss, and I thought to myself, what is the point?
Doesn't take that many people to toss, does it?
Exactly, no. Just, it only needs 2 people, one to toss and one to actually look and verify. That is all you need. You don't need 10.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
More chance of it getting stuck underneath someone's foot.
Exactly. So anyway, I think
what sort of coin do they use?
Oh, and do you know the other thing? Yeah, it's a real confusing issue as well.
Right. Is it like a 2p?
No. They have this special coin, okay?
Right.
Which on one side of it is like the Super Bowl symbol, and on the other side is the NFL symbol. Okay.
Right.
So then the actual referee turns around and says, okay, the Super Bowl symbol represents tails, and the NFL symbol represents heads.
That doesn't really... What?
Do you know what I mean?
Why don't you just see...
Why don't you just say, who wants the NFL side and who wants the Super Bowl symbol? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it confuses the issue. So I'm surprised never it hit the deck. Someone didn't go, no, which one was heads again?
The Pete's Snodden Breakfast Show. Snodcast.
Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning, Pete.
Are you well?
Yes. Are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. I've got a question for you.
Right.
Would you say that your chin is a big chin, or would you say that your chin is a small chin? Large or not to be large? That is the question.
I don't think it's large. It depends what way I'm standing. If I've got my head down or start laughing, then I may have more than one. But I think it's quite small. It doesn't go down that far.
That is good news for possible suitors of Kirsty.
Oh, why? Why is that?
Because a new report from scientists this morning is claiming that women with a large chin, they are more likely to be unfaithful than a woman with an average-sized one.
I'm a loyal type, me. Never been unfaithful.
I'm sort of wondering with that new research where Bruce Forsyth comes into the equation.
The Pete's Snodden Breakfast Show. Snodcast.
Now, what did we learn yesterday, ladies and gentlemen? Kirsty?
I didn't learn anything. I always have problems remembering what I learned the day before. I think I learned last night that potatoes always take longer to cook than you think they're going to.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what was the specified time frame that you had in mind?
Well, whenever the sausages were ready. Really?
So how long was that, 10 minutes?
No, you can't cook sausages for 10 minutes.
Under the grill?
Yeah.
How long did it take?
Well, I do them long and slow.
Okay.
I would reckon 20 minutes.
20 minutes,
okay. I'd start on a number 3, and then towards the end, if everything else is ready, whack it up to number 4.
Right, okay, fair enough. So you put your potatoes in and you think they would have been cooked in 20 minutes?
I'd chop them up small, yeah. But then I put the knife in them and they were still crunchy. Can't be good doing mashed potatoes with bits in.
No, you certainly cannot. But 20 minutes for potatoes? I've never in my lifetime known potatoes to take 20 minutes unless you get the microwavable mashed variety.
Oh, no.
4 minutes. Hey, presto.
Bing. I did think about that. That's what I would have liked, but I couldn't be bothered going to the right shop to get it.
I had sausages last night.
Did you?
And mash and onion gravy.
Nice.
It was beaut. No, I learned yesterday.
What did you learn yesterday?
Well, following on from not actually getting to watch Friday Night with Jonathan Ross on Friday night or on Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. as normal, I sat down last night to watch Friday Night with Jonathan Ross.
And?
Eddie Izzard was on.
I remember him. I haven't seen him for a while.
No. Did you know that Eddie Izzard lived in Northern Ireland for 4 years?
No.
Neither did I. So I learned that yesterday on Friday Night with Jonathan Ross. Also, guess who else was on last night?
I have no idea.
William Shatner.
Oh!
Who has the best name in showbiz. You know?
Yeah.
You know the way whenever you're at school, I don't know whether this applied to you whenever you were at school, but whenever I was at school, you were called by your last name. Snodden. Sir! Do you know what I mean?
I don't think they do that anymore, do they?
I'm not sure. So whenever I went through the role, it was like, Williamson, Andrews, Snodden, P. Turb. Okay. I'm just imagining William Shatner in school, you know what I mean? Anderson. Turb. Shatner. Yes! Anyway, William Shatner was on last night and they were showing different sort of footage of his career to date. Mm-hmm. And they were showing stuff of, they were talking a lot about the Starship Enterprise and Star Trek and all that sort of stuff, and about how famous he is and how people get to know him and whatnot, and when people stop him in the streets and all that sort of stuff. And then they went back to one of Jonathan Ross's favourite programmes, which he said was a guilty pleasure, but I have no problem. I don't feel guilty at all. TJ Hooker was my favourite.
TJ Hooker was great. I watched that.
They showed me a clip, okay, of TJ Hooker. I was absolutely gutted because Heather Locklear was not in the clip.
Right.
But you know what I learned?
What?
The TJ Hooker is available. Complete series 1 and 2 on a box set.
Guess he's getting that for Christmas next year.
I'm hoping I'm going to get it before then. Yes. Brilliant. All my teenage fantasies will come back to the big screen. Because I'm sure Heather Locklear features in the double box set. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Snodcast. The other thing I learned yesterday was the fact that Woolworths, ladies and gentlemen, is making a big time return.
What?
Woolies. Woolies is coming back. The people that own Littlewoods, okay, are going to launch it as an internet portal.
Right.
So, like, you know the way that they made all the children's clothes, Ladybird and all?
Uh-huh.
They're all going to be back on sale. And the person behind the whole, you know, Woolies becoming the huge internet phenomenon that they hope it to be, they want you to get in touch with them, to tell them what you loved about the Woolworths shopping experience, so they can adapt their internet portal to suffice and satisfy your needs.
It's a bit difficult to order pick and mix though online.
Exactly. Snodcast. Good morning to Kate in Cookstown this morning, who learned yesterday that if you wear a pair of tights under your jeans, it keeps you warm.
Yes.
Thank you, Kate, for sharing that with us this morning. Maybe Wesley, the milkman, could do with that. I've heard that many milkmen do that. I've heard that many people who work on in the outdoors,
mm-hmm,
do that on a regular basis. They wear female tights.
Really?
True bill. I'd imagine that's quite, you know, quite embarrassing when you go to use the urinal.
Sure, do you just take a cubicle instead?
Yes, I'm sure you probably would. But I'm just saying, imagine you'd forgotten, you know what I mean? And you're standing there.
Trying to get it out. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
The
Pete's Snodding Breakfast Show. Snodcast.
Morning, Pete.
Now, I have a bone to pick with you.
What's that? Oh, dear.
For those people who are regular listeners to this show, you'll be well aware that come last June, whenever I was going away to Miami on my holidays, mm-hmm, I had recently purchased at that particular moment in time a white jacket, like a white sports jacket.
I remember that.
Yes, of course you should remember, because you slated me for it.
Did I?
You did. And I had said that I thought it was a good look and how I was going to wear it whilst I was in Miami, and you were all laughing because you thought that I thought that I was Don Johnson,
well,
of Miami,
yes,
Vice.
That did come to mind. Did you wear it in Miami?
Yes, I did.
With loafers?
With a pink t-shirt underneath, actually.
Did you roll up the sleeves?
I didn't, actually, no.
Shades? Were the shades on?
Not at 11 o'clock at night. On the way out, no. Whenever,
right,
it was pitch black.
Oh, so it was a nighttime jacket then.
It was a night. Well, I'm hardly going to work by the pool with mosquitoes, am I?
Might be a good look.
In fact, I got a lot of.
Got speedos.
No, I don't. No, I don't. But I did get a lot of. I get a lot of comedy value out of it in the pizza shop down from a club we were at one night on route home back to the hotel at 4 a.m.
Were they winding you up?
Well, yeah, they were winding me up, and I was just having a bit of crack with the people who were working in the place and the people who were, you know, eating in the place and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, the thing about it was, you abused me for having the white jacket in the first place and you thought it was a really bad look.
I don't remember, but I'm sure you could be right.
I am right, and you know fine rightly. You know fine rightly you abused me for that white jacket. Well, this morning's Daily Mirror, page 16, the 3 a.m. gossip column, who's wearing a white jacket of similar style?
I don't know, tell me.
Tom Cruise!
Wow. What's he got on underneath it?
Black shirt.
Nice, classy.
There you go. But he's still wearing the same style white jacket that I have, which I bought last year. In fact, last June.
You trendsetter, you Pete. Do you know what I mean? Maybe he saw you in it and thought, I've got to get myself one of those.
Well, there you go. Do you take it back now that you slated me for it? Now Tom Cruise is wearing it.
Take it back.
Thank you. The Pete's Snodding Breakfast Show. Snodcast. But tonight on the box is Minder is coming back.
Yes.
Channel 5. The home of Blast from the Past.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, Going for Goals back on there. Neighbours is on there.
Yeah.
Well, the Neighbours never went away.
It just changed sides.
Just changed channel. Anyway, Minder's coming back on. Shane Ritchie is playing Arthur Daly's nephew, so he's taken over the mantle as being the head honcho in Minder.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to find out tomorrow what you make of this. Do please watch it this evening. Let us know what the crack is. I'm going to try and watch it after the football. I'm going to record it.
Yes.
Can't wait to see the theme or hear the theme tune. See whether, well, I don't think Shane Ritchie has re-recorded it, but if they used the Dennis Waterman original tune for Minder tonight. And our very own Jane Wisner, who was on the show late in 2008. She is making an appearance as a stripper. I don't think it's in episode number one.
She wasn't a stripper in it.
Yes, she was.
Was she?
Yes. I don't think she's making an appearance in episode number one, but I know she is definitely in the new series at some point.
Ooh.
And she's able to keep her Northern Ireland accent as well, which is good.
Excellent. I thought she played a secretary. I must have picked it up completely wrong.
No, I think it's a stripper. I'm near certain it's a stripper.
Okay. I thought she's a girl in the office.
Well, she could be a stripper, but look like a secretary. I don't know. Anyway, I was thinking about this. With all these shows making a comeback, for instance, even like every band under the sun's making a comeback, even Spinal Tap are making a comeback. We revealed in our 8:30 breakfast biz this morning. What would you love to see come back to our TV screens, folks? You can text us 63103, start your message with the word cool, or you can call us up on 918-2010. Personally, for me,
yeah,
TJ Hooker. We were discussing TJ Hooker yesterday morning because now you can get the box set, seasons 1 and 2, which I learned on Friday night with Jonathan Ross whenever William Shatner, who has the best name in showbiz, he was on the show and they show excerpts or clips from TJ Hooker. And I want to buy it, of course. But I would love to see TJ Hooker come back.
I reckon Heather Locklear is probably still young enough to get away with doing that still.
I would,
because she looks good enough to get away with it, yeah. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. She's got a really, really, really good plastic surgeon. So what would you like to see come back?
Cagney and Lacey. Yeah, that would be a good one. I used to watch that every weekend. Who would you put, though, in the two leading roles? Cagney was a blonde one, wasn't she?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. And for... what was the other one? Which one was Cagney? Which one was Lacey?
Oh, I think Cagney was a blonde one.
Right, okay. Anyway, the dark-haired one, Pauline Quirk. Because the blonde one was always quicker at running. Did you ever notice that?
What are you trying to say, Pete?
Son. Snodcast. So do you reckon Pauline Quirk would do well in the role of Cagney? Or which one's
your
Lacey?
Or Lacey, whichever one was the dark-haired one. I can see the resemblance there, Pete. I can see why you maybe mentioned her name.
Yeah, I think that'd be quite a good pick.
It's hard to find brunettes, to be honest, because anybody I think of is blonde.
Yeah. No. I'm also thinking, you know what else I would quite like to see back in the TV?
Who?
This Is Your Life.
Dun, 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 dun. I can't get that one in tune. But yeah, who would you have holding the red book?
Alan Carr.
That would be hilarious. I love Alan Carr.
The only problem you've got with you know, the red book show coming back, okay?
Yeah.
It's the fact of the matter is who do you actually present the red book to? There's no real legends about it anymore. They probably just have to have...
Noel Edmonds.
Okay.
Your man Bruce Forsyth.
Okay.
That you like.
Okay.
And
the rest of the show be made up of people off Big Brother.
Oh, to be daft. No, there's still loads of legends. Simon Cowell, imagine doing him.
Oh, yeah.
On This Is Your Life.
You said that with a smile on your face. Snodcast. Last night we were sitting on the sofa and I thought to myself, yeah, this is what it's all about. Watching the football with the other half, watching it. In return, the deal was that I actually had to put fake tan on her back later on last night. Thankfully, my friend Alex phoned me last night at 10 o'clock as the match was going into extra time. And
right.
I was speaking to him for 20 minutes whilst watching the football, meaning that I got out of doing the fake tan on the back, which I thought was super. But last night, we were at loggerheads with regards to pet hits.
Right.
Because, Kirsty, and I don't know how you find this, and I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure some of you get annoyed about this as well. Over Christmas time, we had been bought a number of different boxes of sweets. So we had a big tin of Quality Street, which hadn't been opened. And two nights previous, when my mate Nick came around to watch his holiday DVD, we opened them. Problem is, when you open, you can't stop.
Yeah, very
so,
true.
So last night, the sweets were brought out whilst watching the football.
Uh-huh.
The thing I hate about, you know, the sweets is the amount of wrapping that comes with them. And what do you do with the wrapping?
I remember something in Blue Peter that you could do with the wrapping.
What?
You make Christmas tree bubbles with them.
Do you?
For your miniature Christmas tree that you've made from toilet roll and, like, corrugated cardboard and stuff.
Well, I'm a wee bit out of season for that. So what I generally tend to do with the wrapping is just put them back in the sweet tin.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
Well, I'm really,
especially when there's more sweet wrappers than chocolates.
Well, it was really annoying, actually, for my wife last night, who cracked up about it. But then I cracked because she made me go back into the tin and hook them all out.
Just right.
Rubbish. And even after it lifted them all out, I still couldn't find a caramel cup.
Snodcast.
Kirsty and myself both had a thoroughly enjoyable weekend. Bit quiet in general for both of us yesterday because I sat down, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I can really appreciate this because at the moment I have no children. And I think every time I say that, I get the feeling that people think that I'm trying for children.
No.
Which it's not actually happening, no.
But I cannot, you know, there's going to be such a change in the chit-chatty bits when you do have children. I can't wait.
I would imagine so. I would imagine it'll all be bottles and burping.
Because you're so lucky at the minute.
Well, I'm just taking advantage of it.
Yes, do.
Because yesterday I had a 13-hour TV marathon. And for people who have children, we'll be going...
It's impossible.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I want to watch Hannah Montana or Coot and Zach, or Zach and Cootie rather are on or whatever. You never get to watch telly.
Well, yesterday I had a 13-hour TV marathon, so I'm making the most of it whilst I can. And you all know by listening to this show that I just love my television.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was a day off, a wee bit of Corrie, a wee bit of Eastie's, which I'm sort of getting back into. Also yesterday was Top Gear, the Botswana special. There was also Friday Night with Jonathan Ross. I also watched Celebrity Agent, new on MTV One last night at 9 o'clock. I also watched the coverage of Live from the Red Carpet after BAFTAs, and last night, the pinnacle last night, was definitely Live at the Red Carpet from the Grammy Awards, which, you know, every major music artist under the sun, with the exception of Chris Brown and Rihanna, due to what you heard in the news this morning, They were not there, but everyone else was there, and it was brilliant. But last night, ladies and gentlemen, and I have never actually spoken to you about this particular show before, but it's been a guilty pleasure of mine for about a month and a half now.
Right, you've been talking about this all morning. What is it?
Well, whenever I was in London visiting a friend of mine, Alex, went over to stay with my best mate Alex before Christmas, and went over for the night, and his wife sort of mentioned this particular show to Julia.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we came home, Julia started watching it, and I sort of got into it as well.
You got sucked into it?
So much so that on Saturday afternoon, on a bit of a because I had no hockey because it was cancelled,
Thankfully,
but because hockey was cancelled, I was in the house all afternoon, and there was 5 hours of back-to-back episodes of this particular show, and I watched each and every one of them.
Oh my goodness.
So when the season finale, the double season finale finished last night on MTV, I just had to watch it.
Right.
It is The Hills on
the
MTV.
Hills?
Yeah. Now picture this, it's like four best friends.
Where is it set?
Hollywood Hills, Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills is another American program. What a surprise.
And they're like early 20s. Well, two of them work for Teen Vogue. It's like a reality show, but it's all set around their lives.
Right.
And it's like a drama reality show, and it's very, very, very good.
Sounds to me like it's a cross between Beverly Hills 90210, or just, what's it called now? 90210.
Yes.
Ugly Betty.
Yes.
Big Brother. Oh, and possibly a bit of America's Next Top Model chucked in for good measure.
Well, they are all good looking, yes.
Right.
And you know what? It's pure, for me anyway, okay? I love watching these things because it's so far removed from the truth.
Uh-huh.
Like, how many 21-year-olds do you know drive around in, like, you know, convertible, top-of-the-range Mercedes and have nothing but Chanel, Louis Vuitton handbags? How many do you know?
None.
Neither do I. So it's quite removed from the truth. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with a bit of make-believe at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Snodcast. 97.4 Cool FM.
Now, Friday morning, I was in a bit of a dilemma. It was whether to take a gamble or not on Friday night, folks. Not that we condone gambling on this show. But the situation was that I was out for dinner on Friday night. There was about 10 of us out. We normally get together about once every 6 months for dinner. A lot of my friends have children and whatnot. And it's hard. We don't get out the same as we used to. So we put a date in the diary and then we go out and we catch up.
Yeah.
And I did say on Friday morning, I guarantee my friend Mark, who organises this, will stand up in the middle of it and say, well, the 26th of July, said everybody. I was close. 5th of June it is, next outing. So anyway, a thoroughly good night, but I was quite concerned because we have a top of the table clash. We had a top of the table clash on Saturday afternoon, the hockey team that I play in.
Yeah.
Or play for, I should say. And I was quite concerned because obviously I didn't want to drink before such a big game.
Yeah.
But on Friday night, as I saw the, well, felt the temperature plummet in and around 7-8 o'clock, I thought there's no way the pitch will be frozen Saturday. There's no way the match will be on. So I took the gamble and drank on Friday night. At 9:30 on Saturday morning, the text message arrived saying game was off, and it was just like, get in!
You were lucky.
And then I rolled over and went, oh, I shouldn't have had as much last night. So anyway, I was very lucky.
You were very lucky.
So that meant Saturday afternoon I could watch like 7 or 8 episodes of The Hills continuously.
Yeah. You've just brought this up. It was your guilty pleasure, apparently. You've been watching it for quite a while behind her backs. I never thought to mention it. Yeah, well, slightly selfish. We could have all been enjoying that. And now it's too late. It's finished.
Well, I didn't know what people would think that I watched The Hills.
What do you mean? It's just like all the other stuff you watch and like American stuff.
By the way, 90210 is on tonight at 9 o'clock on E4. I had a phone call from my friend Joe.
Yes.
He also admitted to me that The Hills is a guilty pleasure of his.
Right.
He says to me, do you know there's a spin-off series starting? And I says, yes, it's called The City and it's on next Sunday from 8 o'clock.
Beats the Antiques Roadshow, anyway.
It does indeed. So you go to The City next Sunday on MTV from 8. Oh, and good news, whenever they said it was the last of The Hills, I thought it was the last of The Hills ever. And then the credits came up, and the girl who was doing the continuity says, and if you're a fan of The Hills, it returns later on this year. And I was like, yeah! Snodcast. I told everyone this morning, if you just joined us, of my guilty pleasure of watching The Hills on MTV. And thank you so much to all the guys who have got in touch with this morning, the show this morning, and have made me feel, well, not
accepted,
as bad.
Pretty much
accepted.
Everybody's loving it.
Well, they are. Alan says, hi, Pete, there's nothing wrong with watching The Hills because I watch it with my wife too, and I can't wait for it to come back on.
Right.
Johnny Lisburn also says, one of the reasons my girlfriend and I split was because of The Hills. Oh. I thought it was the biggest load of rubbish, and we used to row all the time about it, but now I have to admit that I would never miss an episode.
And you split up with your girlfriend.
All over it. Unbelievable. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It is infectious. 97.4 Cool FM. Snodcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes another Snodcast. You can subscribe for free at iTunes or download for free also at coolfm.co.uk. Check back for regular updates and catch the show in real time, weekday mornings, 6 to 10, on your number one hit music station, 97.4 Cool FM.